matondo weche.
Holy mutuku, katondo wa masima.
Holy
mutuku, katondo weche. Katondo wa masima, ofugenga,
ofuga Yesu,
ofugenga,
ofugenga, ofugenga tia Yesu.
Katondo wa mazima, ofugenga.
Thank you, Father.
Lift your hands and clap.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Tukubire mukama katonda engaleza amanyi.
Let's clap for the Lord and mighty hand clap.
Tumwebaze olwakaseera akakalungi ketuyiseemu. Amina.
Amen.
Chukira mulirwana omwebaze olw'okujja olwaleero.
Turn to neighbor and tell them that you're most welcome and thank you for coming.
Mubuze ko mwanirize mu nyumba ya Mukama.
Greet him and welcome him or her in the house of the Lord.
Mubuze wiki wetambudde.
Ask him or her how the week was.
Amina.
Amina.
Nolo ensonga eyo banaye twebaze abakwaya abavubuka ababadde wano maaso.
And therefore let us welcome for the choir.
Wamu n'abakubi b'ebivuga nabo tubebaze. Olw'omulimu ogw'amaanyi ogwo gwe bakoze. Amiina. Kale mu kaseera kano njagala obbaaniriza mu maaso ga Mukama. Mwebale kujja era mwebale kunyuma. Abo bwe bayita abavubuka. Ndowooza mutulabye. Amaanyi geego. Amiina. Kale kano. Mu kaseera kano njagala okwaniza abakebezi. Abakebezi bajje. Batuyambe tuweyo mu nyumba ya Mukama. Naye ng'abakebezi we
bajja.
Nja kwanirizayo abantu abalina obujulizi bajje bajulire Mukama olw'ebirungi by'abakoledde. Amiina, kubanga Mukama abadde mulungi era akyali.
For God has been good and will always be good.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Amina.
Amen.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Tubaza Mukama olw'obulamu bwaffe mwe n'obwange.
I thank God for my life and your life.
Nebaza Mukama olw'olunaku lw'ejjo abavubuka mwasobodde okubeerawo.
I thank God for the youths who managed to attend yesterday.
Nsuubira mwandyekubiddeko mu ngalo.
Clap for yourselves.
Mwebale kubaawo ne mu making olunaku colorful.
Thank you for coming and made that day so colorful.
And I believe this is a start of a change in how we have been ministering as a youth.
Era nzikiriza yeno entandikwa ey'enkyukakyuka mu ngeri gye twatuweereza mu Katonda.
Mukama abawe omukisa.
May God bless you.
Praise God Church.
Mukama yebazibwe kanisa.
My name is Isaac.
Erinnya lyange nze Isaac.
Those who have been here longer than 6 to 7 to 10 years know me by now.
Abantu ababadde wano emyaka 6-7 egiyise mu manyi.
I've had my share of life and what I thought life was.
Mbaddeko n'okugabanako obulamu n'ekye mbadde ndowooza obulamu ki kye kiri.
And I've learned that there is nothing I can do without Jesus.
Era njize nti tewali kye nnyinza kukola nga mmwe temuliwo.
And on this day forward, I would like to give my life to Christ and also dedicate the rest of my life to serving Him. So I want. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm very glad that today I'm alive.
Ate bingi mukama byankoledde nze ne maka gange.
God has done so many things me and my family.
Naye natudawone nendoza ko obulungi bwa mukama ebe bulambu wange.
I sat there and I thought of the goodness of the Lord towards my life.
Nendoza kubinene Katonda byakoze munsi ne muguru.
I thought of the great things that the Lord has done on earth and on heaven.
Naye nezura.
And I realized
all
the great things that God made,
I'm
amongst those things.
When
you talk about miracles,
I'm
also a miracle.
When you talk about
the good things that God has
made, I'm also good. So,
never
za mukama kubanga amani.
I thank God that He knows me.
Chitiba chemudire.
Glory goes back to Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Church.
Mukama yebazwe kanisa.
I'm also here to give back the glory to the Lord.
Ndiwa no kudize chitiba likatonda.
God is good.
Katonda mlunji.
He's doing marvelous things.
Akole bilunji bingi.
God is removing us from primitivity. He's removing us from poverty. So God is doing wonderful things, I can say. God who connected us in this destination has done great things to us. Yeah, I'm here to glorify the name of God. For the volleyball team which went to Serbia.
Kutimu ezanyo mzanyo go volleyball again to Serbia.
Who are also represented in Serbia as a family.
Nafe Serbia batu teka yunga family. Twachi kidino.
So I couldn't just sit on that testimony, by the way.
Nowadays so la kutula kuchamagerecho.
It is something great, I can say.
Chintu chamanyi nyo mwenyezo gamba.
I thank God so much for Peterson and his team.
Never Zakatonda or Peterson net him yet.
And that's the reason why I'm saying that God is removing us from primitivity. Which I can translate it in Luganda, that kind of munachalo living. I don't think whether somebody who is still primitive in the village there can also step in the aeroplane. And somebody who is still entangled in poverty can also step in the aeroplane. So for sure I'm seeing God doing great things in my house. Yeah, I want to thank God so much for you people. People who are doing God. I mean who are doing good things. Let them continue doing. Because you are not doing it for your own glory, but you are doing it to the glory of the Lord. I want to thank God so much for Master Joshua, by the way.
Master Joshua.
God gave him a good vision, by the way. He established the volley in this place as something which we were seeing as minor. But out of his vision, God has made it also to make other people's dreams come true. So I'm very happy that Peterson's dream has also come true of flying abroad, by the way. I don't even remember maybe if he had also ever dreamt of being in an aeroplane. But I remember at one time I dreamt of being in an aeroplane. Also with my friends. But my dream has not come to pass. My dream has not come to pass yet. But time came when I changed my prayers. When I was realizing that it's like my years are advancing in a way. And in the way, it's like I was losing hope. And I started praying, saying, now, God, what you have not done for me, let you do it to my children or my grandchildren. But I'm seeing God working for sure. So I give back the glory to God. May God bless you people.
Amen. Atukubire mukama katonde ngale za amanyo lo bujulizo. Nawe agenda kujja mukyalo.
Is also going to
akulinyise nyonyi.
You bird planes.
Agenda kujja mbanyome bwambanaku.
Who get you from the undermined people?
Akutuze nabalangira.
You sit with the prince and princess.
Amen.
Amen.
Kale kakati mukasera kanu nsaba twetegeke.
At this time
tutegeke vitabo vya fe peni za fe ne Bible.
Our pens, our Bibles, our notebooks.
Awamu ne mitima ya fe.
Even with our hearts.
Kubanga sawa ya kulia chigambo cha moyo.
It's time to eat the word of God.
Norwe nsongeyo, njaba sabatu kube mungalo tuanizo msumba wa fe.
I request you to clap our hands as you welcome.
Msumba Eric Semper.
Pastor Eric Semper.
Wamuno omuvunuziwe Aiya Irene.
And his interpreter, Aya Irene.
Wakubide mungalo wanai.
Let's clap them as they are coming.
Tuzikube wepa.
Clap them.
Praise the Lord. God is good. I'm waiting for my interpreter. Welcome, Irene.
Thank you.
You can do it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. And for every person that is in this place here today. Thank you for the what you have in store for each one of us. We give you our hearts. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. We give you our understanding. Touch us. Teach us. Feel us. And we also ask, O God, that you may receive what your people have brought. The praise. The faith. The money. The gifts and the offerings. May you receive them. And let all the glory come back to you. We thank you. We ask for your anointing upon this platform today. That you will guide us and lead us and strengthen us. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Peter, would you come?
Mkulu Peter, nsabo jeko maso.
Up here. Msaja wa manyono, agama mwakadie.
He's a very strong man, though he's saying he's old.
Nayate, ndewa nga msaja wa manyi.
But I see that he's still a strong man.
Nze chenjagalo kumugamba.
What I want to tell you.
Ntinyu nyagenda kujirinyi.
You, that you will go on a plane in the name of Jesus.
Mwaga mu musabira ali nyenyonyi.
Should we pray for him? So
mu museme kono jamwe wakulu mulinye lya Yesu. Mukama mukubire kubo.
So that the Lord can make our
way. Ategere ntana bakadiwa.
So he can know that he's not.
Ajakuri nyenyonyi ali nyenyonyi ali nyenyonyi.
He will board a plane again and again.
Mulinye lya Yesu. Father, we thank you so much for Peter.
Mukama
and for the gratitude that he has for the things that you have done for the children in this place by taking them to Serbia, giving them great experiences and opening the door to the world to them. Thank you for the gratitude that he has in that way. And today we want to thank you for the faith that he has for his children and for himself. We join with him in faith and ask that, oh God, you give him the desires of his heart. Everything that he's desiring, even right now, including traveling on the plane and going outside, seeing the world and giving you glory. May you do it for him. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Peter, you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Isaac, where is Isaac? Isaac, would you come?
Isaac, Nsabana Oje.
Isaac is a young man that studied from here. He said
Isaac,
6 years and more ago. And God has got him in his hands. Praise the Lord. Isaac, God is going to do great things in your life. We thank you for coming to him. Praise the Lord. He does not send away those that come to him. Those that call upon him, he answers them. And he shows them great and mighty things. And I pray that God will do that for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaac says he wants to give his life to Jesus today. Praise the Lord. Will you lift up your hands towards Isaac? Lift up those hands towards Isaac and pray that his heart may be ready. Praise the Lord. We pray that the Lord will set him free from whatever may have bound him. And when he says, Jesus, come into my heart, when he says it today, let there be a great change. Let there be the anointing of the Holy Spirit in great measure. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and pray for him. Pray in the Spirit as well, in Jesus' name. This is a divine moment in the name of Jesus. Pray. I want you to lift up your voice. He needs to hear you pray in Jesus' name so that his faith will go high and know that God is at work in his life. In Jesus' name. Yes, Father, we invite you. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Do a new work in Isaac's life. Touch his heart. Prepare his heart. Make him the man that you want him to be. You have known him from the time even before he was born. Before he was created in his mother's womb, you knew him and you called him to be a prophet to the nations. And today, oh God, as he comes to you, pour out your spirit upon him. Pour out your spirit within him and prepare him for the ministry that you call him. Prepare him for the greatness of the kingdom that to which you are calling him today. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every power of darkness. Come against those powers of darkness that would stop him, that would steal his ministry in the name of Jesus. We come against the powers of darkness. We come against the powers of evil, the spirits of confusion, every spirit of intoxication. In the name of Jesus, we render you powerless by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command you to let go of Isaac today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And today, Isaac, receive the Lord. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit upon your life and never be the same again. Would you repeat this prayer with me? Right from the bottom of your heart. Jesus,
Jesus.
Today,
I confess my sins.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me.
Wash away my sins.
Come into my life.
Jesus.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
Come.
Fill me.
Empower me.
Lead me.
Guide me.
Strengthen me.
And let your blessings
be upon my life.
Every day.
Of my life.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Is there somebody else you'd like to give your life to Jesus before we go on? Because after this particular moment, after sharing something that is going to happen, happens to only those who have given their lives to Jesus. We are going to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you want that to happen to you, first and foremost, you must be born again. Praise the Lord. So if you are here, you like to give your life to Jesus, lift up your hand so we can pray for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I didn't see the hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand up where you are. You can actually come to the front. Is somebody else coming? Praise the Lord. This young man would like to give his life to Jesus. And you know these people that come to the front, they come right into the midst of the anointing and they are never the same. So is this guy as well. He's a simple guy. Wali.
But God gets the weak. Those that are looked up, are down on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And He makes them worthy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And He's also taking this one
too.
And He's going to make him worthy.
Jesus. Musabire omwoyo we, mumusabire ye, abere mwetefutefu
ddala, so that he can be very ready
okusinkana Yesu,
to meet the Lord, to meet Jesus.
Father, we thank you so much. Father, we thank you so much for Ronald. He's come into your presence because he wants Jesus to be his friend. Wants Jesus to be his Lord. Wants Jesus to be his Savior. Receive him today. Touch his heart today. Touch his mind today. Touch his soul today. And transform him. Conform him to your will today. Father, we commit his heart to you. Begin to do a new work in him. Any fears, any worries that may be in his life, Father, may you take it away and fill him with great faith. Faith that will see your kingdom come. Faith that will see great things happening in his life and in the lives of others.
Today we dedicate him to you as a young man who loves you, who has decided to come before you, standing before very many people without fear or shame. Have your way in him today. We come against every power of darkness, every spirit of confusion that may try to hinder him from understanding you and understanding your word. We render you powerless in the name of Jesus. We cover this young man with the precious blood of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus always protect him from any attacks of the evil one. We thank you, Lord. Now, Ronald, would you repeat this prayer with me? Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I confess that I am a sinner. I have sinned before you. But I ask that you may forgive me. Forgive me my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Today, I trust in you. I believe in you as the Son of God, the Messiah, who died, who was buried, and rose from the dead, and is alive. Today I acknowledge you are my God and my Savior. Holy Spirit, come upon my life. Fill me, touch me, make me what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed. Praise the Lord. Mr. Bogere, would you talk to Isaac after the service? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know Aunt Margaret will talk to that young man after the service. And very many days afterwards. Praise the Lord. God is doing great things. God is saving people. And today, He's going to fill us with the Holy Spirit. You know, we have been talking about the Holy Spirit, and we had such a wonderful discussion. Praise the Lord. In the cell that we had in the church, in the cells after the church, and I believe also in our different conversations, we have had a wonderful time thinking about, talking about, and learning about the Holy Spirit, especially the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so today I believe that there are some people that are ready. Praise the Lord to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But before we do that, we'd like to learn how to receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. How to receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We'll refer to some promises that God has made. But we'll generally refer to the Bible and see how people did receive the Holy Spirit. In our sharing, in the cells, but also in church last Sunday, we say that when a person is born again, they are born again by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God seals them. That they belong to God. That they are the children of God. Back that the Spirit of God does on the inside of us. Praise the Lord. So we receive the Holy Spirit within as a seal of our salvation, as a seal of who we have become in Christ Jesus. Unfortunately, some people say that is all that is there. But as we were studying together, we saw that some people did become born again. And they were sealed with the Holy Spirit within. Praise the Lord. But when they were asked, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said, no, we have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And the apostles did not argue with them. They did not argue with them. They just went ahead and told them about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and laid their hands on them that they may be filled. So we saw from the example, actually we saw three examples from the Bible that people had believed in Jesus, people had become born again, they had been saved as we say it today, but subsequently they went on to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I believe that that is also for us here today. Praise the Lord. You are born again. You have believed in Jesus. You have received the Holy Spirit within as a sign that you belong to the Lord. Praise the Lord. But if somebody asked you today, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? You probably would say, I don't know. Praise the Lord. But because those people had been around the disciples, they knew that you must know. They knew that there were certain signs you must see for you to be sure that you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, that you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, the kind of baptism that Jesus tells his disciples, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit, that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So today I want to ask, as I prepare you for what is coming, are you baptized with the Holy Spirit? Don't answer yet, but think about it. If you are, if you are not, how do you know you are not? If you say you are, how do you know you are? Praise the Lord. Okay, now we are talking about you knowing. What about your neighbor? What about your wife? What about your friend? What about your husband? How do they know that you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. In the Bible, they knew. They asked them, did you receive? And they said, no. In another place in Samaria, still in the Bible, they heard that they had received the word of God, that they had believed in Jesus, but they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. So they sent them Peter and John. They sent them Peter and John that they may pray for them so that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. They had been born again, but people knew they had not been filled with the Holy Spirit. They had not been baptized. There was a man there, if you remember, as we were reading. His name was Simon. Simon, after they had prayed for them, and the Holy Spirit had come, the Bible says, when he saw
that they had received the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the hands of the apostles.
When he saw, he wanted to give them money.
So that, also
that gift, that when he lays hands upon people, they may also be filled by the Holy Spirit. As he had seen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you are filled,
tuchiraba.
We see it.
Bojuzibwa.
When you are filled,
tuchitegera.
We understand it.
Nawe wenyini nyini.
Even you yourself, you get to know
nabali
it.
Nawe.
Even those that are with you,
bachitegera.
They also get to know it.
Praise the Lord. No mwami wo.
Even your husband
naye akola atya?
Gets achitegera. To know it. It's not about just saying, I was filled. It's not about just saying, I think I was filled. It's not about just saying, I believe I was filled.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are signs that show that you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we saw those signs in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now I want to ask those in the class. What signs? Those that were around in class the other day. And those that were in cell the past week. And those that know their Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Which signs?
Hallelujah.
Today I want
Oliver.
To hear from women.
Oliver.
Oliver.
Oliver, to go there.
Tell us. Speaking in tongues. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let me also ask those that are in class. In all the times that are in the Bible, where the Bible talks about being filled by the Holy Spirit, how many times does the Bible say that they spoke in tongues? I want you to tell us.
Ne wajebali.
And where they were.
Nuzo utatuvuli la nyiriringo zera bide. Ne wosi jukila zituvuli.
You may not tell us the verses. You may have.
Nuzo kutugamba bali wano. Ne bogera. Ne bali wali. Ne bogera.
They were here.
Ne wali. Ne bogera.
They were here and they spoke. They were there and they spoke.
Ladies, are you in the classroom?
Abachala, muli mu class.
Benita, are you in the classroom?
Benita, mwalimu class.
Talimu? Yes. Which place were they? The room. He's in the room. In the upper room. Which village? Which village were they?
Chalochi. Chevalimu.
They were in Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit came. And they started to speak in other tongues. As the Spirit of the Lord enabled them. Praise the Lord. Where else? Yes, Mr. Bogere. Msamaria. Msamaria. Petero. Hey, Bible, itetu gamba, antiva yogera. Hey, itu gamba, yabalaba. Ati netu gamba, antiva yabalaba bakolachi.
And the Bible doesn't say that they spoke.
Yabalaba angabagyuzidua.
They saw.
Yabalaba bakolachi. Netu gamba katso, ketu chileke wawo. tulabawala abaakola ki tulyoke tugambe nti kino kye baakola e Samaria.
So that we can wait and see what did they really do in Samaria.
Awalala luddawo.
Where else?
Wanje? Moefeso.
In Ephesians.
Kiriza. Efeso.
In Ephesians.
Webale musumba. Ephesus. Bobali Ephesians nga wetuli na mugongo yanzi. Kati bali na mugongo, fetuli na mugongo bobali wa Ephesus. Yes. They were in Ephesus.
Bali Ephesus. Efeso.
Praise the Lord. And they spoke in tongues when they received the Holy Spirit. Those are two times. Where else? That is Acts chapter 7, chapter 19. Acts chapter 8, what Mr. Bogole talked about. Then is Acts chapter what? Chapter 2, verse 4. That she talked about. Then we also have Acts chapter 10. Verse 44, somewhere there like that. Which place were they? Yes. Cornelius is home.
Bali makaga Cornelia.
Nicharo church.
Which book is that?
Charochi.
Which village is that?
Wana fetwa garaba bagamenti bali na mugongo ne bajuzibwa ne bogera
mu. Because we want also them to say that we were in mugongo and we were filled and we spoke in tongues. In Joppa, in the house of Cornelius.
Joppa was Paul.
Joppa yali Paulo.
When Paul got filled.
Paulo we ajuzibwa.
Caesarea. Caesarea. Caesarea.
They were in Caesarea.
Praise the Lord. So we see in the Bible that they spoke in tongues when the Holy Spirit came upon them. But now let's talk about the things very fast. Things that we need to know. And how to receive the Holy Spirit, so that we may receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift. Praise the Lord. It is a gift. It is a gift that is given to us. Even in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 11, somewhere 13 going on, 11 going on to 14, the Bible talks about how the Father knows how to give good gifts to His children. Then it says, how much more will He give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? Praise the Lord. So He will give us the Holy Spirit because He is a gift that He desires to give to His children. Tell your neighbor, God wants to give you a gift. Praise the Lord. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Will you take it? Hallelujah. Now, when it comes to gifts, I've seen some people reject gifts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the secondary school, we even have VAR. Praise the, when they bring it, somebody says,
you just know things have worsened.
Then they go and talk about it, this gift. Is it even worth 50,000 shillings?
This one is for 2,000.
Give it back to the sender. They give it back to the person. And they take away the gift that he had received.
praise the Lord, because it's not a gift that is worth it. But the gift of the Holy Spirit is not like that. Hallelujah. It is a gift that comes with gifts. Praise the Lord. When you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, then you can receive the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gifts of word of knowledge, the gift of the message of wisdom, discerning of spirits, prophecy. Have you ever seen a gift which has got gifts within? Praise the Lord. You know, we have a misunderstanding about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because it is tongues that are visible. Because it is tongues that are the initial sign. People think it is only speaking in tongues they receive. But they receive much more. It's like receiving a gift and opening inside and finding very many other gifts. Has it ever happened to you? I've seen it with ladies in this place.
I saw one lady that wanted to jump. They didn't know even what to do. They gave her a very beautiful bag. And they opened the zip. I thought that is it, a bag, and that is it. They opened the zip. And they got another bag inside. And then they opened the zip of another bag inside it. And they opened the zip of that bag.
Earrings.
And necklace.
Ladies,
I know you understand this gifts very much, because the men rarely get gifts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
the Holy Spirit is just like that. And we are going to talk about it. You who has not understood it, you just said tongues only. I don't speak in tongues. At least I'm going to heaven. Even if I don't speak in tongues, at least the Holy Spirit that I believed is within me, guiding me. But my dear friend, when that Holy Spirit comes, you speak in tongues. You don't stop at that.
And
you get the other gift. One of the other gifts. You don't only get one gift of those. You get power. You get courage.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can speak about the deep secrets together with your God. Because the Bible says that one who speaks in tongues
Hallelujah.
Themselves. Some people refuse something because they have not understood. But that one that refuses the Holy Spirit, without the evidence that
he got it,
and for you say, I think I got it, you are losing. Tell your neighbor that that person is losing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are in a total loss.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is a gift to you. In the Bible, actually talks about some of the misunderstandings that people have. The Bible says, "Omwana bw'asaba kitaawe ekyennyanja."
The Bible says that when a child asks for a fish, the father does not give that child a snake.
When he asks for an egg,
atamuanjaba.
The father does not give the child a scorpion.
Mukama yebazibwe. Kiki kyategeeza?
What does it mean?
Yesu yategeera nti abantu bajja kujja nga bawugera ebintu ebitaliiyo.
Jesus understood that people will come saying things like that.
Waliyo abagamba nti munnange tomanya.
Because the son who says, "Hi, you don't know."
Oyinza okuba ng'osaba Mwoyo Mutukuvu ajje.
You may be asking for the Holy Spirit to come.
Ate n'ofuna omwoyo omubi.
And then you get the bad spirit.
Katonda tasobola kuwa mwoyo omubi.
The Lord cannot give you an evil spirit.
Kubanga gw'obeera osabye.
Because you are asking.
Ate Bible egamba nti yagaba ebirabo biki?
And the Bible says that for him.
Ebirabo ebirungi.
Good gifts.
Mu butuufu mu Luka 11 we tugambye tu. We to reference.
Surely in Luke,
Bible egamba nti Katonda amanyi okuwa ebirabo ebirungi eri abaana be nga bakoze eki? Nga bamusabye. Haleluya. Nawe nsuubira nti ogenda kusaba kirabo ekyo ekirungi mu linnya erya Yesu Kristo Omwana wa Katonda omulamu. Haleluya. Haleluya. Oku bwe tufuna omwoyo omutukuvu oyo okubatizibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu tufuna olulimi olujja olw'okusaba. Praise the Lord. Olw'okusaba tusobola okusaba n'okutegeera kwaffe. Naye Bayibuli egamba tusobola n'okusaba mu mwoyo nga bye tusaba abantu abalala tebabitegeera. Bayibuli egamba nti tubeera tusaba wakati ffe ne Katonda waffe ebyama ebikusike. Haleluya. Ebyo Katonda yeka byamanyi. Omwoyo Omutukuvu atulungamya ne tusaba. Mukama yeebazibwe. Haleluya. Mukama yeebazibwe. N'olwekyo tuyeyanire ekirabo ky'omwoyo omutukuvu. Haleluya. Nze nsobola okusaba n'okutegeera kwange naye waliwo bye sisobola kusaba kubanga sibitegeera naye ate nga bikwata ku mutima ku bulamu bwange. Haleluya. Simanyi kinaabaawo ntya naye omwoyo omutukuvu amanyi.
But the Holy Spirit knows.
Era bwe nsaba munimi asobola okunyama n'enkisabira.
And when I pray in tongues, he can help me to pray about it.
Mukama yebazi.
Praise God.
Simanyi kinaabaawo jjo.
I don't know what happened.
Simanyi kinaatuuka ku baana bange.
I don't know what will happen to my children.
Mu butuufu ne gye bali simanyi kibatuukako.
I don't even know what is happening to them wherever they are.
Ne ntwala akaseera ne nsaba.
But I take time and pray.
Ne nzikiriza omwoyo omutukuvu.
And I ask the Holy
Spirit to nanungamya mu kusaba.
The Holy Spirit to
nga nsaba munimi.
As I pray in tongues.
Ninsabira Vanessa.
And I pray for Vanessa.
Ninsabira Bella.
I pray for Bella.
Ninsabira Benja.
I pray for Benja.
Ninsabira Maria. Ngataliwo.
Hallelujah.
Bonna.
All of them.
Yonna gye bali mu mawanga eyo.
Wherever they are.
Atonda n'abakolamu omulimu.
And the Lord does his work in them.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Lwaki?
Why?
Kya makulu nnyo.
Why is it a great
okusaba munnimi?
To pray in tongues.
Tugambye nti oba osaba gwe wakati wonaani ne Katonda
wo. We said that it's a prayer between you and your God.
Haleluya.
Mu
butuufu obeera okola ki? Obeera osaba.
Surely you are praying.
Bayibuli yatugamba tubeera tusaba.
The Bible tells us
that Bakolinso ekisooka.
First Corinthians
esura ya 14 ngabana nawe ebigambo bino
I share with you these words.
Bakolisa kisoka 14
First Corinthians 14
nkwagaze okujuzibwa moyo no moyo omutukufu ofuna okuyayana okwogera munnimi. Mukama yebazibwe.
ofune okukkiriza okwogera mu nnimi okwemu ensonyi ez'okwogera mu nnimi kubanga kikulu nnyo kya muwendo nnyo kya mugaso nnyo Katonda yalaba nti kisaanidde oyogere mu nnimi ng'ojjuziddwa omwoyo omutukuvu Bayibuli egamba Bakolinso 14 Olinyo olwokubiri. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God.
Oyo yenna ayogera mu nnimi tayogera eri abantu wabula eri Katonda.
Ayogera eri ani? Ayogera eri Katonda.
Speaks to God.
Praise the Lord. Ayogera mu nnimi akola atya? Ayogera eri Katonda.
Speaks to God.
Praise the Lord. Mwezo kugamba nanga ayo atayogera mu nnimi njogera eri Katonda.
You will say that even I who does not speak in tongues I speak to God.
Kituufu.
That's true.
Ate lwaki Katonda yateekawo okwogera mu nnimi?
But why did God bring the notion of speaking?
Kubanga okwogera mu nnimi kiyina kye kigatta kwogera ku kuli okulala.
Because speaking in tongues adds something to your prayer.
Hallelujah. Bible egamba nti ayogera byama.
The Bible says that he speaks secrets.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He utters mysteries by the Spirit. Echo che chigatako. Waliwo ebyamagwe byotomanyi. Byoyogera eri Katonda. Byoyogera mu kusaba. Mukama yebazibwe. Omumanyi gwe kibeera kyama kiyinza okulema.
When it is a secret, it may fail you.
Noto kisabira naye omwoyo omutukuvu akuyamba n'okisabira.
You pray about it, but the Holy Spirit helps you.
Hallelujah.
About it.
Hallelujah. Ayogera eri Katonda. Olunyiro lw'okuna lugamba lutya? Anyone who speaks in a tongue, he defies himself.
Ayogera olulimi yezimba yeka.
Hallelujah. Akola atya? Bw'oyogera mu nnimi weezimba.
When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself.
Abakyala, muntunuulire kambabuuze.
Look at me as I ask you.
Mumeka ku mwabali bagenzeko mu gym.
How many of you have ever gone to the gym?
Okuzimba akanyama.
To build muscle.
Tewali mukyala yali agenze yoko.
No lady has ever been to the gym.
Nimanyi abakazi abakuba ebikonde.
I know ladies that box.
Nimanyi abakazi abazanya omupiira.
I know some women that play football.
Mbade manyi abazanya volleyball mwagenda ko mu gym.
I know some ladies that play volleyball. You've ever been to the gym?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abami bameka ku mwabali bagenze ko mu gym imuso mukono go wako. Kuzimba akanyama.
To build muscle.
Hallelujah. Imuso mukono wa gulu nawe.
Lift your hand up.
Okunoke na mu gym no batenga no mukono gukulema okuyimusa wa gulu.
You go to the gym and you cannot even lift your hand.
Oyaga kubera nga bando ba bobi bayimbako. Bapiko obunyamanga waka wa mbwa.
That Bobby Wine sings about.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Naye agenda mu gym akola atya?
But those that go to the gym.
Azimba omubiri.
They build the body.
Sijja kubanyumiza nze bwe nagenda nga mu gym
kyali. I'll tell you about when I went to the gym.
Mukama yebaz.
Praise God.
Naye nazimba akanyama.
But I built the body.
Nzimba amani.
And I got strength.
Nagenda nga mu gym. Mukama
yebaz. To the gym.
Namanyi ngaweza.
I had a lot of power.
Ye nezimba nzeka.
I built myself alone.
Kati Bible yegamba.
But the Bible says.
Ayogera mu nnimi.
One who speaks in tongues.
Akola atya? Yezimba yeka. Mukama yebaze.
Praise God.
Munsi muno eyomoyo. Amanyi tuli munsi.
In this spiritual world.
Tuli munsi eno naye era tuli munsi eyomoyo.
We are in this world, but we are also in the spiritual world.
Hallelujah. Munsi eyomoyo.
In the spiritual world.
Mulimu bakanyama.
We have the muscular ones.
Mubena muli abaki? Abalina wake yaki?
And we also have those weaklings.
Oyimbwa.
The weaklings.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Abalina akanyama.
The muscular ones.
Okusinzira ku Bible egamba etya?
As the Bible says.
Bezimba nga boogera mu ki?
They edify themselves. They speak in tongues.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama
yebazibwe. Era kye mmanyi.
And I know.
Waluwa balaba nagamba.
Some people look at them and be like, ha.
Abalina masa gomu ebalaba nagamba.
Those with spiritual eyes look at them and be like, ha.
Kanyama uya cha.
The muscular one is coming.
Kanyama.
The muscular one.
Ya zimbie.
Edified.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Twe zimba. Netudamu amanyi. Bible bwe gamba oya asaba munimi ayogera munimi yezimba yeka eh wetu saba mu moyo
when we pray in the spirit
tukulumiza Katonda
we glorify the Lord.
Bible bwe gamba
that's what the Bible says.
Mu bikola bya batume sura ye 10 no nyo rasa tumo mu olana mu mukaga they had them speaking in tongues and magnifying the Lord.
Chapter 5 baba uliranga bogera munnimi ngabagulumiza Katonda.
Chapter 10 verse 46.
Oluni sura 10 runyirirana mukaga.
Hallelujah. Bwetu saba munnimi omoyo alungamya okusaba kwa fe.
When we pray in tongues, the Lord guides our prayer.
The Spirit directs our prayers. Praise the Lord.
Mukama ebazi.
Romans chapter 8 verse 26 to 27. Chapter 8, verse 26 to 27.
Abalumi, esula ya mnana, urunyiririwa.
Abirimu mkaga, kutuka kula abirimu msambu. The Spirit directs our prayers.
Moyo, alunga nye sala za fe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ewazibu.
So what are the steps to receiving the Holy Spirit?
Kakati mitende laji, ejiri mkufuno moyo mtukuvu.
First of all, you must be born again.
Echisoke la dala, oinokubanga waki mzayeru.
If you are not born again,
Mubanga toli mulokole.
We can pray for you.
Tusobola kusabira.
Until the cows come back home.
Pakente residue kunywa.
When you have not been filled.
Ngatonaba.
I remember there is a young man we were praying for when we went for missions.
Nzijukira waliwo omwa.
We had gone out to preach. He also came with us for preaching.
Naina jana fe mukubulira.
So for us we thought every person who goes preaching is born again.
Katifu twali tumanyi nti yagenda okubulira injili abaya lokoka.
We preached.
Netubulira injili netubulira.
Then time came we said we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Kasera nekaja ngamba twetago kujuzibwa.
Who is not filled?
Ani atajuzibwa.
This young man was among them.
Ngano mvubuko no kwali kupo.
Then we started praying. People were getting filled. He was there looking. We prayed and prayed until we felt tired. Then we asked him, tell us. Masaba, tell us.
It
was called Masaba. Tubulire, walokoka.
Tell us, were you saved? I don't want to get saved, but I want the Holy Spirit. We said, okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. First, you must be born again. In the Bible, we see that it's only those people that were born again that were filled. Jesus gives the promise of the Holy Spirit to those who have believed in Him. And the Bible says that those who believe will speak in other tongues. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit baptism and speaking in tongues is for those who have believed in Jesus and they have been renewed. Praise the Lord. So you must be born again first. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 verse 38, you will read it. Secondly, you must believe that the baptism is for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit, that promise is for you. Some people don't believe it. They say it was for those people in the early church. Some people don't believe it. They say it is just for a few people. Praise the Lord. But Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Let's read there. Acts chapter 2 beginning from 38.
tandikira kwasatu mu munaana. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Petero n'abagamba nti mwenenye mubatizibwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo okujjibwako ebibi byammwe. Munaweebwa ekirabo gwe mwoyo mutukuvu.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Hallelujah. He is saying to them,
abagamba,
believe, repent and be baptized.
Mwenenye mubatizibwe.
Then it will be possible for you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then he says in 39, the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off and for all who are far off and for all whom the Lord our God will call. Praise the Lord. Ekisubizo kyali kyabwe.
The promise was theirs.
Ekyo kubatizibwa omwoyo mutukuvu.
The promise of a baptism by the Holy Spirit.
Kyali kyabwe.
It was theirs.
Aba bali mu biseera ebyo.
Those that were.
Kyali kyabaana baabwe.
For their children.
Kyali kyabo abaali ewala.
Those that were far away.
Naye kyali na kyabo abo Mukama Katonda baaliyita.
And it was for those that God will call.
Hallelujah. Abo be baffe.
And those are us.
Kankubuze.
Let me ask you.
Mukama yakuyita.
Did God call you?
No kiriza.
Did you
no jajali.
Did you come to him?
No mukiriza.
Did you believe?
Nabera Mukama awo.
So he can be your Lord and
Savior. Ekisubizo kyani.
That promise.
Chicho lero.
Yours today.
Hallelujah. Amen. The promise is for all of those whom the Lord our God will call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must believe that it is for you. It is not only for your neighbor. It's not only for your pastor. It's not only for the person who prays a lot. It is for you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must desire. You must desire. You must desire. You must desire the gift of the Holy Spirit. The reason I'm repeating it is for emphasis. Hallelujah.
You have to yearn for it. You have to want it.
Yesu mu butufu agamba mu Bible.
Jesus says in the Bible.
Yokana musanvu asatu mu musanvu okutuuka kwa asatu mu mwenda.
John 7:37 to 39.
If anyone is thirsty,
omuntu yenna galumwe nyonta,
let him come to me.
Leka jejendi.
And drink.
Anywe.
He who believes in me.
Oyakiriza munze.
Hallelujah. Tugambe nti ekirabo kyani.
We've said that the gift is for those who believe. And for those who yearn. Those that feel like their love have turned into thirst.
Their desire. Is like they are thirsty. Says, let him come and drink. As the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Then the Bible says, by this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
Whom
those believing in him would receive. Whom those believing in him would receive. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet been given. Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah.
Yesu yalitanaba
kuzukira.
God had not yet resurrected.
Baite wanawa kufuna moyo mtukufu.
They had not yet gotten the Holy Spirit.
Kachinga bagamba ye.
And he was telling
Anayayana.
One who will
anabero omuyonta ajja kufuna omwoyo omutukuvu era emigga gy'obulamu gijja kulukuta okuva mu ye. Haleluya. Oyo amukkiriza n'ayaayaana ajjuzibwa. Ekizibu kyaffe kiri kimu, tetuyaayaana kimala. Oli akugamba bw'aba ayagala.
The other one says if he wants.
Yes, bwaba ayagala.
When if Jesus wants.
Ajja kunzijuza.
He will fill me.
Hallelujah. Ati lwaki akugamba osabe?
But why is he telling you to pray?
Ati lwaki akugamba okonkone?
Why is he telling you to knock?
Lwaki akugamba ononye?
Why is he telling you to yearn?
Kati mufe mulimu bagamba ajagala ajja kunzijuza.
Now among us there are some people that are saying if he wants he will fill me.
Moyo mutukufu baba ayagala ajja kuogera mu nnimi.
If he wants he will talk to me.
In fact live twali tuogera wano.
When we were talking here.
Waliwo abantu abali bagamba.
Are there some people that were saying.
Nti moyo mutukufu yayogera mu nnimi.
That it is the Holy Spirit that speaks in tongues.
Okay. Ekiddako.
Next.
Doboli wakujjuzibwa.
If you are to be filled,
you must ask.
Oyina okukisaba.
The Bible says, ask and you will be given.
Bible egamba nti saba era onaaweebwanga.
You don't have because
toyina.
You don't ask.
Kubanga tosaba.
But ask. And it should be given to you. Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says, if you then though you are evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kisingawo kitya. Nikatonda bwana wa moyo mtukufu. Eri aba bakola ki? Abasaba. Bible egamba bali nokukola batya? Bali nokusaba. Au katonda. Talemererwe kubawa. Omoyo mtukufu nga bamusabye. Luka 10:13.
Luke 11.
Ekisembayo. Ekisembayo tusabe.
Lastly, so we can pray.
You must do the talking. You must do the speaking. Ugwe ulino kuogera munnimi.
You have to speak in tongues.
Moyo mtukufu si ayogera munnimi.
It's not the Holy Spirit that speaks in tongues.
We ayogera.
It is you who speaks in tongues.
Moyo mtukufu nga akusobozesa.
When the Holy Spirit enables you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.